producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea, and in fact, David and Lisa, it's like a movie, doesn't it? Have already done that. So I have some kind of cool stuff to tell you about being at two separate events last night, which are the opposite ends of the political spectrum, as well as everything else, plus the most heartwarming story I can possibly tell you. But all of that is coming up. We're going to start with David, because he called me very first. David, welcome to the program. How am I going to help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. I appreciate talking to you and the time that and insight hopefully you'll give to my situation. I'll start off with my question because I know that's where you like to start.
Okay.
I want to know, what is the best approach to discuss resuming a relationship when you've taken a break? In particular, in my case, I took a break because of health reasons.
Okay. All right, let me get some more information. So how long had you been in the relationship?
Approximately 8 months. 8 to 10 months.
Okay. And what was the health issue that caused you to take a break?
I had basically woke up and my whole right side was paralyzed.
Wow.
And, still to this day, I wish I had a good story to tell you how it happened. And the doctors weren't exactly sure. But they had to do back surgery. And basically my vertebrae had been smashed up against my lower back. Vertebrae had been smashed up against the nerves, and the nerves within my right leg were basically dead to dying. It was a struggle to walk. The pain was absolutely horrific. My resting blood pressure a few weeks before surgery was in the stroke zone. It was like 240 over 150.
How old are you?
I'm 36.
Were you overweight?
Very little. I would say at that time, probably about maybe 15 pounds.
Okay, so nothing to explain this phenomenon.
No. Now, obviously, you know, when they were trying to address the problem, they put me on multiple rounds of steroids, which caused me to gain weight.
Yeah.
And then because of that pain, I was not able to exercise. And also because of, you know, the high blood pressure and the stress, there was a lot of stress eating. So, you know, between the time of the event and the surgery, I gained probably about 50 pounds. But
yeah, but which is
that was the trigger.
I'm surprised your doctor sort of didn't sort of. I'm sure you were scolded, but in terms of the precipitating event, it presumably didn't have much to do with. So nobody can tell you exactly why it happened.
No, I mean there was a car accident, and I felt okay. Not
well,
great, but okay after the car accident.
Yeah, that's how long before this was the car accident?
About 4 months.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure someone told you about soft tissue damage that can take a while. So it sounds like that was probably the precipitating factor, although, you know, who knows. All right. So now, so you were in a relationship for 8 months. You sort of said we need to take a break because, to take a break because you need to be hospitalized. I mean, in theory, one of the things that one does in a relationship that has some legs to it when there's a catastrophe is that it may be you're sort of saying it's a far, far better thing I do now, but the other person can say, look, you're going through a tough time and you know, I know we're not going to be bar hopping, but you know,
right.
I'd like to be there.
That, correct. And in retrospect, I should have given that choice. The other reason why I was hesitant to have him involved with the heart, or excuse me, with the health problem, is I've also had two heart surgeries, and prior to having any access through, you know, Obamacare or anything else, the pre-existing conditions made me ineligible to get health coverage. So,
well, but still, I hear what you're saying. I mean, I hear that you felt you didn't want to be burdensome to somebody, but if, in theory, in relationships, I mean, just think about if the roles reversed. Just think about if the other, you know, if your partner had said, look, I really care about you, but I'm about to go through this really awful physical stuff, and I don't want to burden you. Presumably, one of the things you would have said, I mean, you could have said, okay, yeah, that's great, if nurturing is not your strong suit, but you could also have said, well, look, I'm not very good at bedside manner, but I'd love to at least keep in touch with you and see how you're doing and, you know, take you to a movie or whatever every once in a while. I mean, the two of you never had that discussion?
No, I kind of took that choice away from him, and that was wrong on my part. It's just everything at that time had happened so quickly.
I got it.
Whatnot was so severe, and I was having periods where I was more or less an invalid.
I think there are a lot of us who sort of feel like what we want to do is share the good times, and with the bad times we become hermits. But it doesn't bode well, as you know, for a relationship, because the other person feels quite legitimately that they're, you know, that they're closed out, and that they figure if you'll do it once, you'll do it again. All right. So how long ago was the sort of ending of this?
About 5 months, maybe 5 to 6 months ago.
All right. So have you been in touch at all with this person?
Yes. We started texting again. He had taken a break off from school, and he's working up to 4 jobs right now. So between the overnight jobs and the other jobs, he saves up money to go to school, and then he'll go to school for a couple of semester, and then he'll take a semester off to work and save up money.
Okay.
It obviously is very difficult to communicate on a regular basis.
When you
basis.
Say school, we're talking about college, presumably.
Correct.
How old is this person?
24.
Okay. Well, that certainly answers part of the issue. I think you're asking a bunch of separate questions here under the umbrella of one. So let's deal with the separate ones and then go back to the other ones, which is, first of all, I think you need to evaluate whether this relationship is kind of a fun... part of it, I guess, depends on what you're looking for in a relationship. Let me just start there. If you're looking for somebody to hang out with... you may want to find somebody who has a bit more time because as you know, putting a relationship back on track is much more difficult than the initial, right?
Correct.
The second issue, the age difference to a certain extent may explain a bit more of your behavior than would be obvious if the two of you were closer in age, which is you didn't really trust him to either you didn't trust him to take care of you, or you didn't trust him to choose to take care of you. And even though you may have been preemptive, and obviously as the older person in the relationship, presumably you have somewhat more power, that he could have also said, no, you know, I don't care what you want, you know, that I'm going to be there for you because I care about you. All of that is what we call in the trade from the Latin baggage. You know, if you're really talking about starting a relationship again, you have to understand that it's not like starting it fresh, because it's not fresh. It's going to schlep all this stuff. Is this guy, if you're looking for a long-term relationship, is that age difference, 20 years from now, that age difference is not going to mean anything. But right now, it means a bunch of things. It means either you don't trust him to be there for you when there's a crisis, or that you're not very willing to share with anybody, or that he didn't, you know, that you, because of his relative youth, that you don't think he'd be very useful to you, or that he should have, if he'd been a little more mature, that he would have sort of stepped up to the plate a bit more independent of your stance. I think you need to evaluate that, because the thing about a break is this one had some perfectly legitimate underpinnings to it, but there are also some longer term issues here that really need to be addressed, and you don't want to address them after you're back in the relationship, because that's just painful all the way around. So you need to figure out, is this a guy that really has some long term possibilities, so that you're healthy again, but are you going to trust him going forward? Are you going to exclude him again? Is he so easy to exclude? Is he somebody who has the emotional maturity to be a life partner? Are you just looking for some, you know, boy toy is not really a fair term, but you get the point. So before we talk about how do you put this back together, you have to decide, number one, is it worth resurrecting? And if it is, on what basis? And do there need to be changes? Because if I were in your shoes, I guess part of what I'd feel is, okay, I was a pain in the neck about it, and I was embarrassed, and I'm used to being, you know, the strong one in charge, and this was going to be, you know, nobody's crazy about seeing you in hospitals or, you know, hooked up to tubes or, you know, with your hair uncombed or all the kinds of things that happen when people get sick. But, you know, what am I really looking for here? Let me put you on hold for a minute, which doesn't mean you have to come up with the answer in a couple minutes, but if you can, that's great. At least I'll get to you as well. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Yeah.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to BloodSugar11.com for your free video. That's BloodSugar11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to BloodSugar11.com now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, we're talking with David, who was in a relatively new relationship and sort of called, you know, took a break because of some medical issues. The medical issues have been resolved. He's been back in touch with his partner, who is now kind of busy, and I'm saying, look, before we talk about how we put this relationship back together, let's make sure that this makes some sense. Because I think there is nothing like a crisis in a relationship. It's not terribly difficult for anybody to be charming and wonderful and, appropriate and loving and all that kind of cool stuff when everything's going well. Presumably, what most of us are looking for, unless we're just looking for a date, is somebody who's there, who's not a fair weather friend and a sunshine patriot, who, when the tough stuff hits either of us, is really there and can be consistent and be certainly a little less sparkly maybe than when things are going really well. But there's a basic character there that says, I'm the same person. I don't lie. I don't cheat. I don't undermine. I don't take off after somebody. I am who I am, and through good times and bad. So I think that's one of the things that you have to look at, and look at whether or not your behavior on both sides, whether you're really looking for that kind of relationship, which means that you're probably going to have to be a little bit more willing to share even the bad times, because otherwise it's not really a relationship, or it's a date. And whether you pick somebody that you think is capable of dealing with you and still loving you when you're not your most wonderful self. And if so, if this is that guy, and I don't know whether in the 3 minutes that you had or 4 minutes that you had to think about it, that you've come to the conclusion that, this is the guy, and therefore, I need to figure out how to put it back together. Or, he was great, but when I really look at it, there's a reason that I put a stop to this. Do you have any sense at this moment?
Well, I have thought through this a lot. I mean, one of the nice aspects about recovering from back surgery is that you have a lot of bed rest to take
yes,
off.
You do.
Yeah. And maybe sometimes obsess over a few things that aren't good. And basically looking at holistically, is this more or less the date or long-term type relationship? I do honestly believe that it was a long-term relationship intention on both of our parts.
Okay.
That there were other options along the way that he could have had or I could have had, and we both chose not to do them for any other reason other than we enjoyed the time that we had together and what we started to have.
Okay,
together.
Fair enough. You don't need to. I'm not challenging you. I'm just saying I think that's.
I have thought of that as well, because I thought,
okay,
was this a fantasy? Was this something for me to think about that was a happy time rather than the unpleasant time I'm in now? With the surgery, and I tried to be as honest with myself as I could.
Okay. All right. Because if that's the case, then I think the approach to him is, look, I think I've learned something about myself and about relationships and about you, that that my excluding you during this time in some ways was altruistic, in some ways was incredibly self-serving, in that I should have, first of all, if we're going to have a relationship, it has to have more balance in that you're allowed to have a vote, and either of us are allowed to have a veto, but that I should have talked with you about this, about what your feelings were, and rather than just unilaterally deciding that I was going to go through this on my own. Because if we're to have a long-term, meaningful relationship, that's something I'm going to have to stop doing, even though there's a part of me that loves being the older, wiser sort of guru in this relationship. It's obviously not viable in the long run, and I need to stop doing that.
It leaves you alone.
Pardon?
No, it leaves you alone when you are saying.
Well, it sure does. And not only does it leaves you alone, but it leaves him feeling worthless. Of, what am I, chopped liver? Here I'm with this guy, and he's going through the toughest thing in his life, and he doesn't want me around. And it's not that he's going to think, oh, gee, it's a far, far better thing he does than he's ever done before. Gee, what a great guy. He's going to think, I mean nothing to him. I have no value to him. So, and that's troublesome. It's not crucial in a casual relationship. It's not much, it's not very affirming, but it's not crucial. But in a important relationship, it's disastrous. So that's number one. Number two, then, it's hard to know whether his sort of playing hard to get at this moment is real or revenge or some combination of the two, which he may be unaware of, which is why you need to be really clear about what you're saying. Of, look, I shouldn't have shut you out. It was thoughtless. It was selfish. I may have said it was for your own good, but I'm not I shouldn't be allowed to determine what's for your good. You should be allowed to determine that. And that's, if nothing else, going to get his attention. And then say, let's figure out together how we're going to put this together. I understand that you're busy. I understand. I don't want to intrude on that. But let's see if we can't make this relationship more of a partnership, more of an equal basis for how we negotiate things, how we determine what's important to one another. And if it means that you need to come with me occasionally to a doctor's visit, or I need to rearrange my schedule so I can have a quick meal with you when you've got a free moment, as opposed to when it's convenient for me. Let's do this because I've had some time to think about my behavior, about you, about our relationship, and this is what I want. Tell me what you want.
And that last part, we worked out well when we were seeing each other.
Well, but that's easy.
You know, right.
When it all hit the fan, though, it wasn't so easy. You excluded him.
Correct.
And I don't know if that's what he's doing now or not. There's, as I said, it may be partially intentional, partially not.
No, that's fair.
Okay.
And I think that he was, you know, at the time that I told him I was taking a break, his, you know, statement to me was, you know, if that's what you need, I'll respect that. Because everything happened so quickly.
Well, no, don't do that. Don't do that. You're sort of trying to make it okay for what happened. And bottom line,
no, I'm not
in a serious relationship,
to me,
it's not. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know if he felt, well, he knows what's best. I don't know if he felt, you know, I'm being excluded. And again, what happens in the long run is not necessarily exactly what both of you were feeling at the time. So, I'm just, listen, you asked how to put it back together, and I'm saying how to put it back together is to acknowledge what the problems were in the past and what you want in the future going forward and see where he gets.
Correct. No, I mean, that's kind of what I wanted. And a lot of, you're kind of clarifying a lot of the random thoughts that I have.
Okay, good.
And I recognize this isn't a unique situation. It's just my first time being in this type of situation, and I wasn't sure.
Well, you know, it doesn't make any difference if it's the first time. You know, the fact that it happens to other people is nearly irrelevant. I mean, because some people are going to handle it well, some people not. But that's why we got me here, so I can say, okay, well, here's what's absolutely put in the realm, and here's what's really unusual, and here's how to think about it. All right?
Okay.
All righty.
All right, thank you.
You're most welcome. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Lisa, you're on the air. I'm Dr.
Hi.
Joy Brown. Howdy.
Our situation, or my situation, I'm speaking on the behalf of a couple coworkers as well. We have a small office, about 500 square feet.
All right, let me stop you, kiddo, because you
yep.
hear that thought-provoking yet wildly calming music, which means I'm going to take a quick break here and then come back and give you absolutely as much time as you need in your 500-foot square office. Be right back. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Getting ready to start a new paint project? Olympic One Paint Plus Primer with exclusive Easy Wash formula starts at under $24. In honor of Veterans Day, Olympic will donate $1 for each 1 gallon container sold to support deployed military and U.S. veterans. From November 2nd to the 11th, stop by Lowe's and save $10 on Olympic One by online or mail-in rebate, exclusively at Lowe's. Results vary by sheen. Offer valid 11-2 to 11-11 and applies to 114 to 128 fluid ounce cans only. Total charitable donation not to exceed $25,000. Charity donation not applicable to sales in California, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. simulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life
with Extendovite. Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Lisa, who is calling on behalf of some office mates in a very small office, which is 500 square feet. Is that what you said?
Yes, just about, sure. And
so I'm trying to think about, so that's like 25 by 20.
25
You're
by
right.
20, yeah, sure.
Yeah, or 22 by 22, yeah, not very big, okay.
No, and it's an older building, you know, so it doesn't have ventilation in the bathrooms. So this is going to be probably a different topic than most of your topics, but we're in a bind here because we don't really know what to say to actually a manager that has a tendency of going number two at least twice or three times a day and braying. Febreze, which makes it smell even worse, and then either leaving the office and at lunchtime, like going and then leaving and then leaving us with the smell or, you know, whatever at the end of the day, does it leaves. And so no one can go to the back of the office for any reason because it's right next to, let's say, the kitchen area. Yeah, so we've already approached it as, well, myself buying a certain product that I heard was really good that could get rid of smells, right? That was worked wonders. So I bought it myself, brought it in, sent an email to the whole office, like, not pointing anything out here, but everyone, why don't we use this if we ever have to go number two because it's supposed to work and it's just not working or she's not using it. But we're getting to the point where it's, like, nauseating. You can barely sit in the office. And it's daily, and we don't know.
What product did you buy? Yeah. What product did you buy?
Just a drop. It's called Just a Drop, and you are supposed to put it in the toilet before you go, and it's supposed to take away smell. I mean, I've had, you know, family members that are males tell me that it works wonders. So I was like, well, if it works for a guy, right?
No. the smelly ones, huh? All right, so she's either not using it,
or
it doesn't work.
Yeah, for her.
All right, so let's. I'm just trying to think of some things. I mean, I was hoping there was a male supervisor because then you could just say we're going to make this the ladies' room and the males. You know, is there another bathroom on
there
the?
There is, and it's the males' room, and it's just equally as bad, and we don't go in it because it's horrible.
Okay. All right. Well, here's one of the possibilities, just which isn't going to solve this problem instantly, but it may be that try just a drop. You know, put it in the men's room and see if it works in the men's room. Because if it works in the men's room and assuming someone's using it, then it's not the product.
No, she has it in both now because she's refilled it, so it's not. That's
so it's probably just not a very work. If it had to be refilled, that means somebody's using it, which means it's probably just not as workable as we hope.
Right. So I don't know what else. You know,
all right.
Like.
So what about? All right. Let's deal with. I mean, one of the things that really does work, and I can attest to this, is that you can either buy it as a candle or you can buy it as a lamp. Is salt. I'm trying to think where you can buy them. You can probably buy them online. Let's see if I can. It's a salt. It's actually made of salt, and it absorbs smells with heat. Let's see if we had salt smell. What would we call it? Salt smell. What would we call it? Salt odor. Absorber. No. I'm trying to make this up as I'm going along because I have one, and I bought it because it was really pretty and it really works. I use it in my kitchen, to be quite honest, but it would work equally well in a bathroom. And you can either, as I said, the inexpensive one. I think it costs about $7 or $8, and you can put a candle in it. The one I have, I actually have both. I have one that has a candle just because I think they're great looking. And also one that's a lamp, and as it's just got a bulb in it, and as it heats up, it takes care of the smell. And the advantage about I'd probably get the electric one just because you can leave it on all the time.
Right.
It has a switch, but that way you don't have to worry about fire or something like that. So I might try that. The problem is you can't really say to somebody, look, this is a public place, and therefore you can only do number one here. Even though, you know, an awful lot of people do that. I've stayed with people like on trips who've left the room because they said, you know, that I need to do number two and I don't want to smell up the room. But it doesn't sound to me that there's necessarily a place for her to go.
No, there's not. But I mean, I guess we didn't know if we should actually like say you don't smell yourself, but you smell horrible, right? Like,
well, but
there's
what,
a
I
window
mean,
in the back that could be opened because there's no way of putting a fan in the bathroom. So there's no fan. So the air just sits in there. So I don't know to open a window in the back area where the smell could leave.
Is that I mean, is that a possibility?
It is, but we have to do it, right? Because it's going to be hard to say to her, can you please open the window?
So why don't you just open it part way and leave it open?
Yeah, it's Yeah, it's a possibility. Right.
Look,
it's
the thing is, look, my dear, you don't present a problem to somebody unless you've got a solution, right? Because especially because is she your boss?
Yeah.
So, going to your boss and saying, I know you think your poop doesn't stink, but it does. that's not workable. First of all, because there's no solution that, I would keep the window open even in the winter, because I think, everybody wearing sweaters is probably going to be better than everybody asphyxiated. And I would go find, I'll tell you what, I'm just trying to find what the name of that thing is. Salt. I tried salt, absorbent. I can go check on the break and see if I have it, because I have one here, so I can see what the name on the bottom of it is. But you can buy them like in health food stores and stuff like that. And I get the electric one. Even it costs about $20-25 bucks, I think. But it's beautiful. First of all, it's a lovely shape. And the bulb costs like a buck or two. I think it comes with a couple of bulbs, and you can leave that on all the time. And then I keep the window open and see if that doesn't sort of help things a bit. Because bottom line is, she's not really doing. She's not being thoughtless. She's not. There's no place for her to go. If you could say, look, there's a restroom down the hall. Why don't you use that? And just have a sign. You could put out an email saying, I know this is that this is the time of year where people go on diets, and quite often diets include diuretics and cleaning out our colon and stuff like that. And this is a really small office, so how about if we all agreed that number one, we can do here. Number two, we go down the hall. There's no down the hall.
Yeah.
So you can't. What are you going to say to her? Sort of keep it all in, and that's not realistic. And there's no place else for her to go. So I think for right now, what I would do is get the salt thing. There's also some Sharper Image has something, and the reason I know about it is because smokers use it. When I say smokers, like people who smoke pipes and cigars as well as cigarettes, and it will take odors out of the air. But the salt thing is certainly a possibility. I'm just desperately trying to figure out what we would call that. Salt lamp. Let's try that. Salt lamp. Here we go.
Joy, I do see, just doing a quick search on Bed Bath & Beyond, they do have some things. These are different than what you're talking about, but they're there's basically, they call them smells be gone.
We
they're
like
little
that.
Gel absorbers, scent absorbers, basically. So,
the problem is we got to try something other than saying to your boss, you smell poopy. Your poopy smells, because, first of all, we don't have a solution for it. So, and if we don't have a solution here, Target salt lamp, let's see what we can find here. I just use this and I know it actually works. This is a weird thing. This is a salt bowl lamp. The one I have, look, they're called Himalayan salt crystal lamps. $12.70. Natural air purifying Himalayan tall basket salt, $50. Natural air purifying Himalayan basket salt lamp. You can buy them at different sizes. There's one that's $76. Here's the one I've got. The one I have is called Natural Air Purifying Himalayan Salt Lamp. It goes from $17.99 to $79.99, and that's what I've got. And this one is $19.99 USB. Natural Air Purifying Himalayan Salt USB Lamp. It's $20. It's out of stock, but nevertheless, that's from Amazon. That's from Target. And it looks like it's got a little wooden base. It's got a cord, and it looks like a little salt ice cream cone. That's what I try. All right.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thanks for giving us your spin on it, because I guess we never.
I think realistically, she's not doing anything wrong, and there's no easy solution. There's not even a difficult solution to it. So I leave the window open, put a fan over there, get the Himalayan salt lamp. Right, and they can send us their thank you note. 855-99 Dr. Joy. We be stinky. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities. Facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, 855-993-7569. Lynn, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good today. How are you?
Good. I was calling because I heard your caller when I was driving around with her boss and the bathroom issue.
Yes, the poop problem.
Yeah. There's a product that I out there they sell, but it's easy to make. I have a craft business with beeswax and skincare, and I've made this last year, and my family loved it. You take a little spray bottle that you can reuse, and I got an old deodorant, crystal deodorant bottle, put some water in and put some essential oils in. And then you just spray it, you shake it, and you spray it on the toilet water before you go. And the oil seals the top, and when you go, it goes underneath the oil, you flush it, and there's no smell.
That's a good idea.
Oils.
Is whatever the essential oil is, will that smell will linger or doesn't linger?
It does linger, and be careful what you use. Peppermint can be a little bit too strong, maybe.
Yeah.
Just something just mild. And it,
what do you recommend?
I'm trying to remember what I used. Just a lemongrass or...
patchouli is going to be too... That's going to be... an awful lot of people hate that smell anyway.
No, you either love it or you hate that.
Lavender's strong. Lavender's okay?
Lavender's okay. Just peppermint can be...
You know, maybe that's one of the things to do with the group, although I still love my Himalayan salt lamp. But to go and get a bunch of different essential oils and let people choose which smell they like, so it sort of becomes a community project.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Because oil will act as a surface sealant.
So, Lynn, do you mix this with water in the bottle or just straight up essential oils?
Oh, no, you mix it with some water in the bottle, and then you just shake it to mix it within the water before you spray it, so it's out of a spray.
Because otherwise it's going to bead on top of the water anyway. And,
it won't go up.
Essential oils, I think Shane has not had much experience with essential oils, so he would know they are strong. Like a drop or two is,
That's right. So it works. I mean, and there are commercial products out there. I don't know if you want to know the name of it on the air, but.
Sure, go ahead.
It's called Pool Puri.
Yeah, so did Shane actually found that? He actually, and you're saying that actually works.
Actually, a caller called and told us about that one.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Shane's masculinity quotient just dropped if he knows about Poopery. Sorry.
There's a hilarious commercial for that online somewhere. I mean, you'll cry laughing if you watch it, but it does work. And I'm chemically sensitive. I don't like all those chemicals and those gels and, Febreze and all that other stuff is just so bad for people. So I recommend something like that.
All righty. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, have you ever used my salt lamp?
I have salt lamps.
I love them, don't you?
I sleep better when they're on.
Yeah.
And, I love them.
I do, too.
Yeah.
All right, my dear. Thank you very much. All right, so wait a minute. As long as you're here, we were talking. I don't know if you heard the email about a woman who has a craft business. And everybody,
have a craft business.
I know. So here's her question. Here's my answer, and you can sort of see if you figure out something different. She says, as I'm sure it happens to you, that people are always admiring her stuff and say, "Gee, would you make me one?" And then she says, "Sure, it'll cost you $4.84," and they go, "Oh no, I don't think so." And so she gets her feelings hurt, and she said, "What do I do?" And I said, "Well, first of all, send out a group emailing saying I'm starting my new business. And here's what things are going to cost, and I will give you a referral fee if you send someone to me. And because you're my friend, I'd like to offer you my friends and family discount, which is 35% off or something."
Yeah, that's exactly what I don't like charging my family and friends, and they have begged me to take the money, but that's a perfect way to do it because I have neighbors that say, "Oh, can I get some?" I have honey and hand creams and stuff like that, and I'll say, "Yeah, here's the friends and family price." And I do have a friends and family price because.
Fair enough. All righty. Well, Lynn, thank you for your information, and I'm glad that you figured out your business model, and we've now become Poop Central. It's why I went to graduate school.
Nice.
Thanks, Lynn. Appreciate it. Yeah. Who knew?
Yeah.
All right.
Perfect.
I know. All right, so we still haven't gotten to DVDs. I did look up the information about ESPN, which I guess I'll give you now.
Sure.
And it turns out this is their fifth anniversary. I don't know. I think I only have 1 year's kind of thing. But they're doing a special 35th anniversary collection, which is actually sort of a cool deal. They have the last 5 years. Groupon apparently is offering a discounted price of $150. It's 114 hours.
Wow.
And you get a T-shirt and a poster, and they're 32 discs. So 32 discs
for $150. That's
like, you know, four bucks, yeah. You know, less than $5 a disc. So that's pretty good.
That's excellent. Yeah.
So there you go. And as I said, I haven't seen this one, but I'm not sure which. Apparently, the suggested retail price is $250. So if you're supposed to go to Groupon. I can't believe I just done a commercial for ESPN and Groupon.
Yeah, well, we're gonna have to get them as sponsors.
I think so. Well, you know, and they really are very cool kinds of things. The Book of Manning. I mean, I've seen a bunch of these. I haven't seen all of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I must have seen. I don't know. But they really are good, and they're great for sports fans. But they're also terrific for people who are not sports fans.
They're
really good documentaries.
Yeah.
And it'll make you, especially if you're kind of sports challenged, it'll give you something to talk about with people who like sports a lot, because you'll have the backstory. And you really can be completely sports challenged and still get a kick out of them.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. 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 No, I really like them a lot. And I was a little reluctant the first time because, well, I do like sports. I thought, well, you know, I don't need the rah-rah stuff. But they're exceptionally well made. They're just really good.
How long is each episode again? Would you say it's maybe like an hour each? Or
I think they vary. But, yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. Let me go back. I don't know that it tells. Well, let's see. We can figure it out. They're 32 discs. Let me not do this. And I think they said they're 114 hours.
32.
So that would be about 50 minutes a disc.
Yep, yeah, yep. Yeah, so roughly an hour. Then. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I think they are. Some of them are a little bit. I vaguely recall them being all about the same length, but I don't think. You know, I think they're about under an hour.
Okay, yeah. The one I caught the other day, this Randy Moss one, I think I caught it a little ways into it, so I wasn't sure if it had been going for a while or if it had just started. But, yeah, it seemed like it was about an hour. So,
I think that's what they are.
Yeah, sure.
But, I mean, they're not. I mean, you hear me sometimes saying with stuff, you know, they're it was too slow, you know, too long. And these really, they're very well made. They're very interesting subjects. You will be the hit of your water cooler, and they're a great gift. I mean, and I just did another commercial for them. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want Le Cig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from Le Cig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeCig.com. LeCig.com. Kick some ash with Le Cig.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.